ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
The New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb has said that the teenager alleged to have stabbed two church leaders in what she described as a terrorist incident was known to police but was not on any terror watch lists. She believes that the male likely acted alone, but it has been declared a terror incident. The stabbing of the bishop and a parish priest at the Christ the Good Shepherd Church was a terrorist event, the police have confirmed. The New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb has said she determined that the stabbing was a terrorist incident after she considered all the material. Now, Chris Minns, the New South Wales Premier, is addressing the media with the New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb, and they are addressing the media, letting us know what's happening and why they declare this a terror incident. We have some of the police commissioner here. Here's Karen Webb.
The things that influenced my decision to declare this a terrorist incident was the actions of the individual who attended, we will allege, attended that church with a knife, armed with a knife, and stabbed the bishop and priest, and others were also injured. We believe there are elements that are satisfied in terms of religious motivated extremism, and of course the intimidation of the public through that person's acts by attending that church whilst it was being live streamed, intimidating not only the parishioners in attendance but those parishioners who were watching online, and subsequently those people that turned up to the church on the outside, and the subsequent riot that happened.
That is the New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb, who says she has determined that the incident was terror after reviewing all the information. Faith New South Wales is the umbrella group for faith communities to liaise with community and government. Its CEO Murray Norman joins us this morning. Murray Norman, welcome.
Thank you very much to be with you.
Are you surprised to hear this attack has been labelled terrorism?
What we've seen unfolding in front of us is shocking. The faith communities in New South Wales are keen to stand arm in arm with the Premier and the Police Commissioner. They are there to help us. We stand with them. It is shocking the events we see in front of us, but we're very keen to support the police, support the Premier, and let them do their job and do it well.
The police commissioner just spoke and said they're just ending their press conference right now. She stood alongside the New South Wales Premier, Chris Minns, and said that this was religious motivated extremism. What does that mean and tell us?
I think one of the things we need to be really careful of, just like the police commissioner and the Premier had said, we need to be careful jumping to conclusions, what we do with the information we've got. We need to let the police do their investigation. The powers that have been enacted provide the police with that. The faith communities are keen to support them, and the faith communities are keen to stand with the Premier, to stand with the police commissioner, stand with the community. We've seen these horrible things unfold over the last week, what happened last night, and we're keen to support. We're keen to de-escalate things because it's really important that the community supports the police and the Premier at this time. We need to be praying for Bishop Emmanuel, the congregation there, and we need to reduce the temperature on things.
The police, of course, were deployed after the live streaming of this alleged stabbing, and police were attacked. Why would they be attacked in this context?
This is totally unacceptable. In Australia, our police, our ambulance officers, they're there to protect us. They need to feel safe at their workplace. It's totally unacceptable for that to happen. The faith communities totally denounce that, and we would call everyone. We need to be calm at this time. We need to let our law enforcement agencies operate at this time. It's unacceptable what we saw last night, and we need to let the police and the arms of government do their job, and we need to support them.
Is your view that social cohesion is disintegrating?
In New South Wales, we are a place where the faith communities work together, where the communities work together. This is a horrible event that we've seen happen last night, horrible events over the week. We have a good police force. We have a strong government. There's bipartisan support to see New South Wales thrive and go forward. The government last year appointed a Faith Affairs Council. In New South Wales, we do social cohesion really well. We need to make sure that
but
what we're
seeing...
But is
it under pressure? I mean, it looks like it's fraying. Is that how you see it?
I definitely see at the moment incidents like this are times that we need to come together and we need to stand strong, and that's what we're going to do in New South Wales. Multicultural New South Wales is strong, the faith communities are strong, and at times like this we need to stand together, we need to support the police, and we need to support families and communities as they go through these tough times.
The bishop who was stabbed is known for his very, very conservative views on LGBTQI plus people, amongst other things. Are religious leaders doing enough to calm their followers?
Religious leaders right across Sydney, I've spoken to many of them, are working very hard with their congregants, with their communities. Our job is to help with social cohesion, to actually bring the temperature down. We're working with the government, working with the police. That is our job as faith leaders, to be able to work with our congregants, with members of our community. That's what we're doing right now, and we're encouraging everyone that they need to abide by the rule of law, that they need to act responsibly. We do not want to see a repeat of what we saw happen last night outside the church. But faith leaders right across the state are working with their congregants, are sending out messages, they're communicating, and that's what faith communities do. That's what we will continue to do, and we will support our communities and the rest of New South Wales as we get through this together.
What about politicians and the tone of the debate overall, not just Chris Minns, but more broadly? Has there been an escalation in tensions?
In New South Wales, we have politicians that are very keen to work with the faith communities, very keen to work with the community. We have good bipartisan support on law and order, and also on working with the faith communities. Both sides of Parliament have done a really good job in working with the faith communities' leadership, and we keep on doing that. We'll work together. We'll get through this. The leadership of the Premier has been outstanding, the Police Commissioner, and we'll continue to work with the government, with all sides of government, so that we can see New South Wales safe.
Emotions are clearly running high in the Assyrian community. What do you think is needed now, though, to calm the situation?
I think all the faith groups joining together, coming and supporting the police. I think that's what we need to be doing. We need parents and families chatting to their family members, looking for them to be abiding by the investigations that are happening at the moment. We need to do that. We need to be praying for Bishop Emmanuel and the congregants. And we all need to be having discussions about helping each other get through it this time, supporting each other, and most of all, remembering that we need to work with the police, work with the agency, so we can see this resolved. The full force of the law will be brought down on those the person responsible, and we need to stand there and let the police do their job.
The police commissioner says those responsible for the violence last night should expect a knock at the door. Do those people need to be brought to justice? Are they a threat to public safety?
The faith communities are very keen to support the police commissioner. What we saw last night is unacceptable, and we need to let the police there do their job. If people break the laws in this state, we need to see them brought to justice. As we heard the Premier and the police commissioner say, they will be brought to justice. The faith communities are very keen to work with the police commissioner and the Premier, and we want to see them do their job well, and we want to stand shoulder to shoulder with them as they do that.
The alleged assailant here is a 15-year-old. This is a very young person. Is there radicalisation of young people that you're concerned about in the community?
I think it's preemptive to say anything at the moment. The police are conducting their investigations. We want to let the police do their job. We don't want to jump to any conclusions, and we will await the police to do their job, to do that well, and we want to give them the space to be able to do that.
I have received some text messages which I think probably reflect some views in the community. I'm not sure of the extent, but saying that immigration is an issue and that multiculturalism isn't working. What's your response to that?
I think the thing we need to look at, New South Wales is one of the best examples of multiculturalism in New South Wales, and Sydney exemplifies that. The thing we need to be doing is we need to be caring for each other. We need to be looking after each other as Australians. We need to give each other a fair go. That's exactly what we've been doing. That's exactly what we'll do into the future. And the state government, supported by both sides, has been doing a great job in helping social cohesion. And that's what the faith communities are keen to stand by and support the government. And we commend both sides of government in creating a faith affairs council so that the faith communities can work closer with government and their agencies to see social cohesion thrive.
So what's the job now of the faith affairs council? Given this has now been declared a terror incident, what is your work now?
Our job is to work with the police, with the government agencies. That's what we'll be doing to unite and support the community. It's very important that we don't jump in front of the police and jump to conclusions. We need to support the commissioner, the brave men and women of the police, and support the premier as he does that and not get in his way.
A tough day. Thank you so much for joining us. I know it's a difficult morning.
Thank you very much for having us on, and our prayers go out to Bishop Emmanuel. Thank you.
Faith New South Wales is the umbrella group for faith communities to liaise with community and government. That was its CEO, Murray Norman.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.